A very good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，早上好。
I believe the Lord must be very pleased to see us, His people, gathered in this place to commemorate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus from the dead.
我相信主喜悦我们今天早上如此的聚集，来纪念主耶稣的复活。
This morning, we are going to look at the resurrection of Christ from another angle.
今天我们来看这主耶稣复活的另一个角度。
In the world today, there are still many people who do not believe that Christ has risen from the dead.
在世上还有许多人不相信耶稣从死里复活。
And some people think that the resurrection is only a fraud or a fantasy.
有人相信这是骗局，这也是幻想的。
But the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the bedrock of the Christian faith.
但这主耶稣基督的复活是我们信仰的根基。
If Christ did not rise from the dead, the whole foundation of Christianity crumbles.
若基督耶稣没有从死里复活，我们的这个信仰的根基就完全的破碎了。
So we should not be surprised that there are attacks on this very important, essential doctrine of the Bible.
我们不要稀奇有人攻击这基要的教义。
The empty tomb is the central tenet of the Christian faith.
我们这信仰的中心就在于空的坟墓。
If Christ is not risen, our faith is vain.
若基督没有复活，我们的信心是虚空的。
Before we consider the question who moved the stone, I want to go through briefly the sequence of events on that week our Lord was arrested, tried, crucified, and then buried.
为看谁把石头挪开之前呢，我们来列出这耶稣复活当天所发生的事情。
In Mark chapter 15, we see this sequence of events, and it is recorded in all the four Gospels.
在马可福音提到的一件事情呢，在四福音书都有提出。
The details may vary, and as we read all the four Gospels, we have the complete picture of the events.
细节虽有不同的地方，但若我们整体的来看呢，我们会看到整个事件。
In summary, we see first of all the trial of the Lord before the governor Pilate, who found him not guilty.
首先，我们来看主耶稣在比拉多前受审的事情，然后比拉多说耶稣没有罪。
Pastor Lim has already emphasized that in his message on Good Friday.
在这个受难节的时候，我曾强调这一点。
And though he was found not guilty, yet the governor gave in to the pressure of the people.
虽然没有找出什么的罪证，但比拉多还是把耶稣交给控告他的人。
So the Lord Jesus was delivered. He was scourged, mocked by the Roman soldiers.
他被鞭打，被罗马兵丁刺笑。
And they led him to a place called Golgotha to be crucified.
他们把他带到各个他的地方，将他钉在十字架。
And we see him being buried on Thursday.
那我们看到他在周四的时间呢，被埋葬了。
And in Matthew 27, verses 62 to 66, we see the dispatch of the guards.
那我们在这马太福音的28章呢，我们看到这兵丁被差遣的事。
Because the religious rulers remembered that the Lord Jesus said he will rise on the third day.
因为当时的宗教领袖呢，记得耶稣所说的，他会从死里复活。
And the governor gave them permission to do so.
So, 比拉多呢就这宗教的领袖就派兵丁把守坟墓。
When we come to Mark chapter 16, we see the resurrection of the Lord on the first day of the week.
来到马太马可福音第十六章呢，我们读到耶稣在第一一周的第一天呢，他复活了。
So who moved the stone?
谁把石头挪开了
？Remember Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came very early on the first day of the week.
我们记得莫大拉的玛利亚还有另一位玛利亚很早的时候就来到坟墓。
When they came to the tomb, they had two problems.
来到坟墓的时候，他们面对两个问题。
One was there were guards guarding. How are they going to pass through the guards?
第一，有兵丁的把守，他们怎样能够越过兵丁呢？
The other problem was the stone that was laid and covered the entrance of our Lord's tomb.
第二个问题就是坟墓的坟口呢，被一块大石头堵住。
Who is going to move that stone for them?
谁能够把那石头挪开呢？
So who moved the stone?
那谁把石头挪开了？
Interestingly, when they arrived, they found that the guards were not there.
很有趣的，当这两位妇人来到坟墓的时候呢，兵丁们不在。
And the stone was already moved away where they could enter the tomb.
那同时呢，这石头已经被挪开，他们可以自由地进入这坟墓。
For those who reject the biblical record,
那些拒绝圣经的记载的人，
they have several theories about who moved the stone.
他们对这件事情呢，有不同的看法。
The first theory is that Jesus wasn't really dead.
第二个看法就是耶稣并没有死。
Some said that he did not really die, although he was crucified on the cross.
虽耶稣被钉在十字架上，但他却没有死。
He just fainted and passed out on the cross.
他在十字架的时候呢，晕了过去。
And they thought he was dead, and therefore they gave the body to the disciples and they buried him.
人以为他死了，就把他的遗体交给他的门徒，门徒就将他埋葬了。
But in the corners of the tomb, the Lord Jesus somehow revived.
在坟墓的时候呢，耶稣醒了过来。
And he pushed away the stone and escaped.
他把石头挪开，然后呢就逃跑了。
Now, is this theory or story credible?
这样的故事可信吗？
The biblical record refutes this theory.
但圣经很清楚地反驳了这样的信念。
Not only that, I think logic also refutes this theory.
同时呢，逻辑也告诉我们这是不可能的。
Because the Roman governor Pilate certified Christ's death.
因为比拉多证实了耶稣的死亡。
When Joseph of Arimathea came to claim the body, the governor checked first with his soldiers if Jesus was really dead.
约瑟来领尸的时候呢，比拉多证实耶稣死了。
Jesus' body was also wrapped in spices of about 100 pounds.
这耶稣的遗体呢是有一些的香料包裹。
And a spear was thrust into his side to ensure his death, as we see in John chapter 19.
有枪刺入他的肋旁。
And I think this is the most important evidence.
这是最主要的证据。
Remember that there were two malefactors or criminals crucified together with him, one on his left, one on his right.
我们也记得耶稣被钉的时候呢，他两边有这强盗。
And the Roman soldiers went to break the legs of these criminals to hasten their death.
为了要加速死亡呢，罗马的兵丁呢，将这两个犯人的脚打 打断了。
Because when your legs are broken, you cannot push yourself up to catch a breath.
在骨折之后呢，那人不能够呼吸。
When they came to Jesus, they found that he was already dead.
但来到主耶稣的时候呢，兵丁们发现他已经无气了。
So there was not a bone that was broken in Jesus then.
那据圣经所记，在耶稣的身上呢，没有一根骨折断。
However, to make it doubly sure that he was dead, a Roman soldier thrust a spear into his side.
为了要证实他的死亡，他们就用枪刺了他的肋旁。
And blood and water came out.
圣经告诉我们，从他肋旁呢有水和血流出。
We also need to remember that the stone ceiling, Jesus' tomb, weighed about 1.5 to 2 tons.
那这封住坟墓口的这石头呢是很重的。
So imagine a man who has been scourged, badly bitten and bleeding.
那你想一想，这人受到极重的这鞭打。
They crucified him and hang him on the cross for hours.
将他挂在十字架多时的时间。
Suppose he could survive all this ordeal.
想一想，若他能够在这样的苦难度过，
he would have been very, very weakened physically.
这时他的身体已经非常的弱。
Where has he got the power to move the stone?
他哪来有力气将石头挪开？
No, the Bible tells us that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures and he was buried.
据圣经所记载，耶稣为我们死了，埋葬了。
So this theory cannot hold water.
所以这样的信念是不能够接受的。
Secondly, something that the disciples stole Jesus' body.
那有人相信呢，门徒将耶稣的遗体呢偷了去。
Let's consider this theory.
我们来看一看这个理论。
Again, is this believable?
这个理论可信吗？
You know, the disciples before the Lord was led to Golgotha, when he was arrested, can you remember what happened to them?
你还记得耶稣被出卖，被罗马兵丁捉之后呢，门徒们在哪里？
They all fled.
圣经说他们都逃跑了。
And Peter denied him 3 times.
而彼得三次不认他。
In other words, these were cowards.
他们是懦弱的。
They dare not come forward to defend their Lord.
他们不敢维护他们的主。
And therefore these cowards do not have the guts to go to the guarded tomb of Jesus.
因此他们没有这种的胆量到坟墓里去。
Not only that, we see this place was sealed. The tomb was sealed and there were guards.
那同时呢，我们看到坟墓是封锁的，那有兵丁在把守。
Would they dare to confront the guards?
他们敢去面对这些的兵丁吗？
I don't think so.
我不相信他们敢。
And suppose they did evade the guards and stole Jesus' body, they would be liars to claim that Jesus rose from the dead.
若他们有这种的胆量来把耶稣的尸体偷去，那事实上呢，他们在这圣经里呢做了一个假见证，说耶稣复活了。
But if Jesus did not rise, the Bible tells us our faith is vain or empty.
圣经告诉我们，若耶稣没有从死里复活呢，我们的信是空的。
We would all be believing a great lie.
我们所相信的只不过是谎言。
But do you know that this story or theory is actually The source of this theory is from the Jewish authorities themselves.
你知道吗？这个理论的来源呢，是犹太人他们本身所捏造的。
We see this in Matthew chapter 28.
从马太福音二十八章，我们可读到。
Let us read together, and Pastor Lim will read in Chinese together with the Chinese congregation. So the English, let's begin first. Ready?Now, while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him.And make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
马太福音第二十八章，我们一起来读十一到十五节。马太福音二十八章十一节到十五节。他们去的时候，看守的兵有几个进城里去。将所经历的事都报给祭司长，祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多钱银钱给兵丁说：“你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了。倘若这些被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你们无事。”兵丁收了银钱，就照所嘱咐他们的去行。这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今日。
So we see this theory is concocted by the Jewish authorities.
那这里我们看到呢，这第二个的理论呢，是犹太人所捏造的。
And I do not believe that the apostles would be willing to die for preaching.A lie.
那我相信呢，门徒不会为着这个谎言来寻道。
The third theory is that the Roman soldiers stole Jesus' body.
第三个理论呢，是讲到罗马人呢把耶稣的遗体偷去了。
But think about this: they were very disciplined and obedient group of people.
那我们看一看这些罗马兵丁呢，他们是非常有纪律的人。
They wouldn't dare break the seal of their Roman governor because it was punishable by death.
他们不敢将这石头挪开，因为如此行呢，他们会遭受惩罚。
And even if we suppose that this was true, the Roman soldiers stole the body.
假使这个是真的。
They could have produced the body of Jesus to refute the resurrection of Christ.
他们可以将耶稣的遗体带出来，来证明耶稣没有复活。
And they would have proven the apostles liars.
如此行，他们可以证明这使徒们所传的呢是假的。
And they would have demolished Christianity.
他们就可以把整个基督教的信仰磨灭了。
But they didn't.
但他们没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they do not have the body of Jesus.
因为他们没有主耶稣的遗体。
So this theory is not true.
所以这个理论不是真实的。
The fourth theory is that the Jewish authorities themselves stole Jesus' body.
第四个理论讲到这个犹太的官员呢，将他耶稣的遗体呢偷去了。
I only have one word to respond to this theory.
我对这个理论的反驳只有一句话
：absurd.
这是可笑的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they would be doing something that helped the apostles' message of the resurrection.
因为如此行呢，他们是帮了使徒们所传的这福音，这个复活的信息。
And again, They could have produced the body of Jesus to disprove the resurrection.
再，他们也可以将耶稣的遗体拿出来，来证实他没有复活。
But did they?
但他们有没有如此做呢？
No.
没有。
Why not?
为什么呢？
They don't have the body of Jesus.
因为他们没有主耶稣的遗体。
So they concocted the theory that I mentioned earlier.
所以给我们看到他们只是捏造了这样的一个故事。
There's one more theory I want to consider with you, which is the final one, and that is that the people who saw Jesus after his resurrection were hallucinating.
最后的一个理论呢，讲到那些看到主耶稣的复活呢，他们所看的只不过是在他们的幻想里面。
The Bible tells us that after Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to many of his disciples for 40 days before his ascension.
但圣经清楚地告诉我们，耶稣他复活后在这世上40天的时间呢，向许多的人显现。
He appeared to some individuals, to small groups, and even at one time to 500 disciples.
他向一个人显现。 向一小群人显现，也有一次呢，向500人显现。
And it is quite unbelievable that 500 witnesses were hallucinating.
那500个人呢，幻想耶稣的复活呢，是不可能的。
And there were others who saw Jesus on different occasions.
我们也读到有不同的人在不同的情况里看到主耶稣。
So to say that the resurrection of Christ is a fantasy, an imagination.
若说耶稣的复活是个幻想,
is not true.
这是不可能的。
So what is the truth then?
那事实又是什么呢?
The truth is that he is risen as he said.
事实是照他所说的，他复活了。
On many occasions, the Lord Jesus told his disciples and to others who gathered to hear him preach.
在许多的场合里头，这门徒还有人们听到他所讲的。
He said, I will destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
他说，我将这殿毁了，3天后我将这殿重建。
He wasn't referring to the temple in Jerusalem, but to the temple of his own body.
他那时候所讲的不是指的耶路撒冷的圣殿，而是以他的身体而言。
And on one occasion, the religious leaders asked him for a sign that he is the Messiah.
那有一次呢，这犹太人的宗教向他寻求这记号，他是那一位弥赛亚。
After rebuking them for their unbelief, he said that just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the fish belly, so will the Son of Man be.
他责备这些领袖们，对他们说：“这就如约拿他3天3夜在鱼的肚腹里，这人子也要如此。”
So the simple truth is, the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead as he promised.
最简单的事实就是耶稣照他所讲的话从死里复活了。Beloved, 亲爱的,
the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the climax of the New Testament.
主耶稣基督的复活是我们新约最高潮的教义。
Why is it the climax?
为什么是最高潮的呢?
Because it powerfully demonstrates that Jesus is God.
因为他显示了主耶稣基督是神。
And there are evidences to prove his resurrection.
那有证据来证明。
First of all, we have the prophetic witness.
首先我们有先知的见证。
The Apostle Paul stated that the gospel of God was promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, in Romans chapter 1, verse 2.
在罗马书第一章第一节，保罗说：“这福音是神从前借 众先知在圣经上所允许的。
Hundreds of years before Christ died for our sins and rose again, the prophets spoke of it already.
在耶稣受难前的几百年呢，这先知们已经提到。
Paul then adds that Jesus was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead in Romans 1:4.
在罗马书一章四节，保罗继续说，按圣上的圣的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
The death, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ was prophesied and accurately fulfilled to the letter.
被钉十字架，死，复活，完全的这证明了这先知所说的话是实在的。
Not only do we have the prophetic witness, we also have history's contribution.
不但有先知的话，我们看到也有历史的记载。
Jesus' post-resurrection appearances, as I mentioned earlier, were numerous, widespread, and occurred for 40 days.
耶稣复活后的显现呢，在多次多地方发生了。
And the most sensational evidence for the validity of Christ's resurrection is the changed lives of the apostles.
那最大的证据呢，就是使徒们生命的改变。
Remember, they fled when the Lord was arrested.
你还记得吗？耶稣被捉的时候呢，他们逃跑了。
But after the resurrection, they were totally transformed men.
这主耶稣复活后呢，我们看到他们的生命有了极大的改变。
They were very courageous and they were willing to die for preaching about the Lord Jesus.
他们勇敢的这宣讲耶稣的复活，甚至愿意为这样的真理来寻道。
What accounts for this great change?
如何解释这样的改变呢？
It's none other than the resurrection of Christ.
只有主耶稣基督的复活。
Thirdly, the Apostle Paul himself experienced a profound life-changing event.
那我们看到保罗他本身也因这事实呢，生命有了很大的改变。
The man who hated Christians and Christ, we call him the great persecutor.
我们看到保罗呢，起初是逼迫教会的。
After meeting Christ on the road to Damascus, the resurrected Christ, he became the propagator or preacher of the gospel.
在大马士的路中，他遇到复活的主耶稣之后，他成为这福音的广传者。
And fourthly, the sudden birth of the Christian church on the day of Pentecost.
那我们看到在五旬节后，这教会的兴起也证实了这个真理。
And since that time, the church of Jesus Christ has grown from strength to strength.
从那时候开始呢，我们看到这个教会迅速的增长。
And finally, Sunday as the day of Christian worship.
最后我们看到这主日是我们基督徒敬拜神的日子。
What led the early Jewish Christians to start worshiping on Sunday?
什么使这信徒在主日敬拜神？
We know that the Jews worship in the temple on the Sabbath day.
我们知道犹太人呢，他们是在安息日在圣殿里敬拜。
And the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week.
那安息日呢，是一周的第七日。
But why the change to the first day of the week for worship?
为什么我们是在一周的第一日敬拜神呢？
Because Sunday is the day that Jesus the Christ, God's Son, was resurrected from the grave.
因为在这一天上帝的儿子他从死里复活了。
And this is recorded four times in every gospel.
那这件事情呢，记载在四福音书里面。
So the verdict.
这结论。
Is the resurrection of Jesus Christ a fraud, a fantasy, or a fact?
主耶稣基督的复活是一个捏造的故事，一个幻想，还是一个事实呢？
I hope you are convinced, like I am, from the reading of the scripture, that the evidences are conclusive and irrefutable.
希望你像我相信这些的证据是我们不能够推诿的。
So the verdict is the resurrection of Jesus Christ is and must be a fact.
结论就是主耶稣基督的复活是一个真实的。
Now we are back to the question, who then moved the stone?
我们回到这个开始问 的问题，谁将石头挪开？
If Jesus did not move the stone,
若耶稣没有，
If the disciples did not,
若门徒没有，
If the Roman soldiers did not,
若罗马兵丁没有，
If the Jewish authorities did not,
若犹太人的这官长们没有，
Then who moved the stone?
那谁把石头挪开？
Anyone know the answer?
有谁知道答案呢？
Must be accurately correct.
要非常的正确。
Don't just say God did.
不好说神。
I want you to be very specific.
直接很正确的答这个问题。
Do you know where the answer is found?
你知道这个答案在哪里吗？
I say it's recorded in the four Gospels, right?
我说，是记载在四福音书里面。
But the answer to this question is found specifically in the Gospel of Matthew.
这答案呢，很清楚的记载在马太福音。
Let's look at it together.
我们一起来看。
Shall we read the first three verses of Matthew 28?
我们来看马太福音第二十八章第一到第三节。
Let's begin. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow.
马太福音第二十八章第一到第三节，安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然，地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电。衣服洁白如雪。
Let's continue reading on verse 4 to 6.
我们继续的来读第四到第六节。
Verse 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said.Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
马太福音二十八章第四节到六节，第四节，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对夫人说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里。”照他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。
So there you have the answer. Who moved the stone?
谁将石头这挪开了呢？答案就在这里。
The angel, an angel of the Lord.
这主的使者，他做的。
You know the resurrected body of the Lord Jesus. Can pass through walls.
我们都知道这复活后的主的身体呢能够穿过墙壁。
He doesn't need the stone to be moved from the entrance of the tomb.
他事实上是不需要这石头挪开的。
Why was the stone moved?
但为什么石头挪开呢？
It is for the women and the disciples who came to see the tomb.
这是为了那妇女们还有门徒们，允许他们能够自由地进入那坟墓。
God sent an angel to move the stone so that the disciples can witness for themselves that the body of the Lord is really risen.
主的使者把石头挪开，使到门徒能够亲身的这见证主耶稣的复活。
So in conclusion,
这结论，
Jesus Christ, 3 days after his death and burial, rose from the grave in bodily form, thereby demonstrating that he is God.
主耶稣基督，他从三天后从死里复活，他是以整个身体复活，这表明了他是神的威格。
And more than that, it is also to show us that his atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world is accepted by God.
同时这也告诉我们他这代罪的牺牲，为罪世人的罪而牺牲，是上帝所悦纳的。
So what is your response?
那我们的回应是什么呢？
I believe many of us gathered here has concluded with the scriptural record.
我相信这里的许多弟兄姐妹呢都能够向以圣经来回应。
The two choices for our response is to reject the evidences or to accept what the Bible says.
两个选择，一就是拒绝证据，或者接受圣经所说的。
And I hope this morning God will speak to your heart.
愿神今天早上呢向你说话。
That if you have not accepted what the Bible says, that you would do so today.
若你还没有相信，像圣经所说的，愿你今天能够来相信。
The Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
圣经如此地告诉我们说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
For those who believe that Christ rose from the dead, may I encourage you to preach the gospel with confidence and conviction.
至于我们已经相信主从死里复活的人，愿我们能够很有把握的、感动的来传福音。
The scripture also tells us that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
圣经继续地说，因为凡求靠主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？为曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听到呢？
So you and I who have received the gospel, we are to go forth and share this good news.
我们已经接受福音的人呢，要出去把福音带给别人。
And I close with the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4.
让我以保罗的话记载在哥林多前书15章三到四节来做个总结。
The Apostle Paul said, For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬， 又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
The phrase "and that he was buried" proved that he was dead.
而这一句话说他埋葬，证实他死了。
And following verse 4 is verse 5 and others that show the appearances of Christ.
那从第五节，到这整章的记载呢，给我们看到耶稣在不同的人当中显现。
And that is to prove his resurrection.
这证实了他的复活。
May God bless his word to all our hearts.
愿神以他的话语来赐福于我们。
Let us pray.
我们来做个祷告。
Almighty God, our loving and gracious Heavenly Father.
大能的神，我们的慈爱的天父。
We thank you for your great love towards us who are undeserving of it.
我们感谢你向我们这些不配的人显示你的爱。
You have demonstrated once and for all your love for us.
你这向我们彰显你的爱。
By sending your only begotten Son to die for our sins.
差派你的儿子为我们的罪而死。
And we thank you that you accepted his atoning sacrifice by raising him from the dead.
我们感谢你，你接受了主耶稣他代罪的死亡。
Because of your mercy and grace,
因为你的怜悯和你的恩典，
we have forgiveness of sin and eternal life.
我们得到罪的赦免和永生。
And this is all because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一切都是因着主耶稣基督。
Help us, O God, to love him more.
求主帮助我们更爱他。
And unite our hearts to serve him.
把我们的心团结在一起来侍奉他。
And to fulfill the great commission.
来完成这个大使命。
Thank you for being with us this day.
感谢神你今天与我们同在。
May you bless each and everyone who is represented and their families that are represented here.
愿神你赐福每一位还有他们所代表的家庭。
For this we ask in our precious Lord's name. Amen.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen. Amen.